word. We pray that the entrance of your word will give light and will give understanding to us in Jesus' name. We come under the covering, myself and Pastor Lalo as minister, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Lubia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, and under you, the Almighty God. That as we have the privilege to minister your word will go forth with power, Amen. With accuracy, Amen. With simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. A clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow to break yokes, to heal bodies, to meet needs, dissolve doubts, solve riddles, give revelation and understanding, to bring glory to the name of Jesus and blessings to the sons of men in Jesus' name. Father, we are not ignorant against the we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so under the covering of our fathers and under the lordship of the Lord Jesus, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, unbelief, mind wandering, spirit of fear, spirit of irreverence and such like, spirit of sickness and infirmities, including human spirits in alliance with the devil or in such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We take authority over you. We resist and bind you. Break your hold over our hearts, bodies and circumstances in Jesus' name. We lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God to the spirit of fear of God, of knowledge, of understanding, of wisdom, of revelation, of counsel, of might, and spirit of love to fill the air, enforce and execute God's perfect will concerning this time of the word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you because you do exceedingly and abundantly more than which you ask or think, according to your power that is at work within us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. We can sit down. Thank you very much. We worship you. You are here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. I want to welcome you all to Zion City Fellowship, campus outreach arm of Scripture Pastor Christian Center, pastored by Pastor Luby Johnson and Mommy Sarah Johnson. Let's give our parents a sense of honor, a sense of respect. Praise the Lord. Bible says we should honor, give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for our parents, for their love, for their prayers, for their example, for their lives, and for their consistency. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we go straight into the word. What did we talk about last week? Can any brother tell us what we talked about last week? What I found out in school is that the male are no longer serious. I hope it hasn't crept into the church. Can any brother tell me what we did last week? What we talked about? Mercy for the lame church. Thank you very much. God bless you. Well done. Amen. Today we talk of vessels of the holiest. Vessels of where? The holiest. Vessels of the holiest. Again, I see these tough messages coming for us. Praise the Lord. And our God is preparing us. Amen. So I want to encourage us to open our hearts and receive the Bible, because it's the engrafted word of God that is able to save our souls. Praise the Lord. The engrafted word of God that is able to save our souls. So let's open our hearts, open our minds, okay, to receive, to learn. Amen. And the Lord will impact and transform our lives in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I think while speaking last week, I talked about the divine plan. That when Jesus came to die, he came to die for our sins. Amen. And because that deed was done, he went to the cross. He became sin on our behalf. See, he that knew no sin, he became sin. Who knew no sin? He didn't do anything. Praise the Lord. They now imparted our own sin on him. Okay? So he took that punishment on the cross. And because he took our sins, the Father departed from him. Because the Father will not behold iniquity. Okay? He cried, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? I went to hell for our sake. Suffered 3 days, okay, in the bosom of hell. And then rose up from the dead on the third day by the power of the Holy Spirit to justify us. Praise the Lord. So, and when we now get born again, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead is the one that comes in us. And then we become a new creature. And then we come born again. Amen. However, we are now not oblivious of the fact that when we are born again, our spirit man is new. Amen. It's a new creation. Old things have passed. Behold, all things are new. Amen. So it's a new creation. But there's still the sin nature in the soul, and there's still the sin nature in the body. But when Jesus went to the cross and died and carried our sin and went to hell, he also went for the one in the soul and the body. Praise the Lord. Not only the one in the spirit. So the one in the spirit has just given us a pass. But we have not yet reached the end of the journey. Praise the Lord. It's typical to the children of Israel. God says, you are leaving Egypt. Amen. So by the time they stepped into the wilderness, they have left Egypt. But God didn't just tell them they were leaving Egypt. God said they were going to the promised land. So leaving Egypt was the onset, initiation, but not the fullness of what God has promised. Praise the Lord. So likewise, when we get born again, spirit, it is the onset of what God has promised. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 tells us that, and God, Paul, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Bible says, it tells us in 2 Timothy 2 that we have been saved to the obtaining of the glory. Amen. So salvation is an initiation, but we have a glory to inherit, a glory to obtain. Praise the Lord. So I said last week, it's like entering school. You enter medical school, engineering school, 5 years to become an engineer. And by the third year, you say you are tired. So all the rejoicing when you did matric, when your parents say, he's in university, he's doing engineering, everything becomes truncated because at the third year, you say you are tired, you're not doing it again. Praise the Lord. The goal was not for you to get to university, it was for you to become an engineer. Praise the Lord. So we don't. So in Christianity, it's the same thing. We must know, the Bible calls something, use the word, the end of our faith. Praise the Lord. The end. And our God that we serve already called the end from the beginning. Praise the Lord. That means that end is sure. We just have to stay with it. Praise the Lord. So we need to fight the sin nature. The one that is in the soul and in the body. We should not excuse it. We should not condone it. And we should not give up. Amen. And sign out. It's still an enemy within. Praise the Lord. Definitely we are not going to hell by the grace of God with a saved spirit. But you know, Bible says something. It said he will see the travail of his soul and he will be satisfied. That means when Jesus was dying, when they were beating him on the cross, to the cross, nailing him, stripping him, he saw you in glory. That's why he said he endured the cross. And despised the same. Why? For the joy that was set before him. That joy was not only joy of him resurrecting, but also seeing you with full resurrected life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it's time we start to mind the Father's business. There was a boy, very brilliant boy. And the parents had great plans for him because he was very brilliant. And he said, well, me, I'm not really interested in school. So the teacher have to say, the life you live cannot really be only about your own interest. Your parents are not doing this thing for themselves. They saw that you are very brilliant. That's why they are planning for you. So you can't now say, you really don't feel like going to school. It can't end with your feeling. Because the life doesn't just revolve around you. Look at what your parents have planned. Look for where God is taking you to. You can't just, because sometimes when we think, oh, maybe I'm born again. If I die, I will go to heaven. No. God don't want a bunch of weaklings in heaven. Amen. He wants glorified people in heaven. Praise the Lord. Top glory. And we'll talk about that. We want to talk of vessel of the holiest. See, I was reading in Acts about Stephen. In the book of Acts. In our Bible reading. Bible tells us that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father in majesty. Isn't it? So when Jesus died, took our sin, he rose and he now sits at the right hand of the Father. However, when they were stoning Stephen, and Paul taking the dress of those who wanted to free themselves to stone Stephen to death, when death was now coming to Stephen, Stephen's eyes opened. And he said with his mouth, he said, I can see the glory of God. And I can see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Jesus is seated at the right hand of Father. But when Stephen was coming home, Jesus stood up. He stood up because a saint was coming home in glory. Praise the Lord. In glory. So let's be that type. Amen. God loves everybody. You know, we said here before, the U.S. Army is a strong army. But when you meet the general, joint chief of staff, of the U.S., the five-star general, he knows that within that army, there are the Marines. They are part of the army, but they are not the army. They said they took so-so-so, they kidnapped someone. They now sent Marines to go. But within the Marines, there are people called Special Forces. When there is a situation you think human beings cannot do, then you call Special Forces. Praise the Lord. They kidnapped an American a few months ago in somewhere between Nigeria and Niger Republic in the desert. A school teacher or something. So they took him and they brought him towards Nigeria. And I think they crossed the border into Nigeria. U.S., as usual, got informed. And I definitely do not know the details. But the Special Forces landed in the night in stealth and quietness, killed all their abductors and took the American out and flew him back to the U.S. Between U.S. and Niger is thousands of kilometers. Those Special Forces are not in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. God wants elite teams. And he will get them. Praise the Lord. Because what is his design? He says through the church, principalities and powers, they will see the manifold wisdom of God. Satan and God, they know how great God is. That is not God's problem. God wants Satan to know how great he is through the church. If it's through God, Papa Raph told us that God has no enemies. Satan is not God's enemy, he is our own enemy. You only have enemy with the person you can fight with. God has no enemies. God is just concerned about Satan because he's our own enemy. And God loves us. Praise the Lord. So we must be concerned about that sin nature. The sin nature in the soul and in the body must be gotten rid of. Because Jesus died for it. Praise the Lord. Yes, God will be patient with us. It's going to take time. Yes, we'll be working on it, but we won't excuse it. Praise the Lord. We will not what? Excuse it. Now, when we were young, said it doesn't exist anymore, but when I was young, there was what they call one kobo. You know, Nigerian currency is naira and kobo, but I'm sure to your generation, what is kobo? You don't even know what it is. Some of you have never seen kobo before. You never even seen one naira. Some of you have never even seen one naira. And one naira, there were 100 kobo. So there was 50 kobo, there was 20 kobo, there was 10 kobo, 5, and there was one kobo. And you know, in the parlor, in the sitting room, you one with one kobo inside. And they will tell you, even before you take this one kobo, you must ask. And someone told me a story. He said his sister took a couple went to buy something. Then the father asked, and everybody kept saying nothing happened. Finally, they found out it was her. And the father beat nonsense out of her. It was not one kobo. He said, I will not have a thief in my house. The one kobo was not the issue. The father wanted to have elite children. They were doing well in school. They were brilliant. But he knew that was not enough. He couldn't encourage them to start to be pifras and thieves. It's going to damage the destiny. Praise the Lord. And the father took a hard stand. So that's the thing about the sin nature. Why is God so concerned with sin nature? You're born again now is one third. Spirit, soul, and body is spirit only. You see, that soul and body sin is trying all its best to becloud the one in the spirit and drive it out so that you come back to 0/3. And they are working in consultation with Satan. They are working round the clock to get rid of the one third you have. So if you just lay low, you are going to go from one third to 0/3. And the only way to save yourself is to make sure you are fighting. Praise the Lord. Bible talks about people who take the battle to the gates. Amen. So that's offensive, not defensive. Praise the Lord. 1 John 3:5. 1 John 3:5. So I hope we get that background about what God wants. Amen. Many times it's a pity, but it's just the reality, the sad reality. Everything is always about what we want. Amen. But it's good sometimes to lay the plan of what God wants. Definitely, God will give us everything we want. But that Christianity of it's only what we want that is on the table is not proper. Amen. There's what God wants. It's that whole picture. And everything we want will be taken care of in what God wants. Praise the Lord. And we know, let's not eat. And we know that He, Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. Praise the Lord. This is the grand plan. Amen. John says here, and we know. The sad reality in the church today, many of us don't know this. And He was manifested to take away our sins. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And in Him is no sin. That statement is just saying He died and rose from the dead so that we can become like Him. Amen. Go to the next verse. I didn't plan to read that, but I think the next verse should. Verse 7. Okay. There's a scripture. It's in 1 John. Pastor Laulu, go back to verse 5. He says, He that committed sin from the beginning, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. Let me get that. Thank you. Okay, I just needed to be patient. One more. Verse 8. Now, he that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. So, he has tied sin and the devil's nature together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. Remember I said He was manifest to take away our sins. For in Him is no sin. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. The works are simple. He that committed sin is of the devil. So that manifested to destroy the works of the devil primarily is to destroy sin. Praise the Lord. You know, we limit it to destroy sickness, poverty. Fine, it's there. But that primary work in context is the sin nature. Amen. God wants to destroy it. Praise the Lord. I doubt if I'll finish because some scriptures just keep coming back to mind. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Go to the last verse. I read it a few days ago. Because we need to know what God takes. This is the last verse of Acts chapter 2. Okay, go to Acts chapter 3. I think I read it in one of the last verses of the early Acts. Acts 3, last verse. Oh, good. Go to verse 25. Okay. Now, this is Peter talking to the Jews just after Jesus' resurrection. Ye are the children of the prophets. We will say this so because this is us, scripture pasture, and what God expects of us. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Okay, that last verse. Move it quick. Unto you first. In this end time, scripture pasture, spirit without measure, manifestation of the glory is coming to you first. Because the fathers have taught it for 25, 30 years. Okay? It's always, nothing of God just starts. I mean, baptism of the Holy Spirit started at the upper room. There are always some people it comes to first. Praise the Lord. Unto you, so this time he was talking to Jews in general, but to us as per spirit of God without measure. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in giving all of you $1 million. He sent him to bless you in providing you life partners, in turning every one of you from his iniquity. So let's take seriously what God takes seriously. He sent Jesus, and he says, you see, when he removes that iniquity, then you are really blessed. He says, sent him to bless you in turning every one of you. God knows that sin will always limit you. Sin will rob you of your blessings. God knows that. It's going to rob you of your blessings. Praise the Lord. Sin is designed to disgrace you. And God is aware. Okay, you get born again. We've taken care of one thought, which is good. Makes you a citizen of heaven already. But for you to get your full blessing in this earth and the one to come, we need to get rid of the ones in the soul and the one in the body. Praise the Lord. And it's God that will do it. Praise the Lord. We just need to be aware of what God expects of us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, Pastor Lalo, I'm not going to preach this thing because some things keep coming by. Say this. Praise the Lord. You know what they tell us now? I had a female professor say this. Say, they were interviewing. I said, well, you know, it's not easy because we live in a man's world. And I know every brother here, you may just pretend now. You also believe it's a man's world. You know, I love my life. Tell yourself too, you love your life. I love my life. You know why I love the life? Church and work, I'm always with young people. Both at work and at church, I'm always with young people. And I consider it a great blessing and a honor of the life God has given me. I teach 200, 300 level, 18, 19, 20. And I've been doing that for 20 years. And I teach in UI. I teach in Abuja. I used to teach in Jos. So I teach across the country. I used to teach in Maiduguri. 18 to 20. And when I come to church, many times, once a week, I also relate to 18 to 20. These are the people at their prime. And I tell them, particularly in the classroom, that there is a conspiracy in the world to tell us that, and it looks as if it appears in nature, that a boy can do and undo and get away with it. So even though you may pretend, your shoulders are a bit high that you're a man. It's a man's world. In the Yoruba Ibile language, binti just means counted as nothing. That's a culture of a man's world. So they tell you that a man can move from one woman to another, and then when he's ready to marry, you look for the one nobody has moved to, because he is in charge. We may not say it, but even in church, that
That mentality.
But I always tell young people, I said, you have picked a habit that is designed to disgrace you. It's just waiting for you down the road. If you don't learn self-control at 18, 19, you just planted a seed that is going to germinate bad time. Bad time. And when it disgraces you, it can't be you alone. To disgrace you, your wife and children. It waits for you to get to the big stage. Then it will now turn against you. That's what... Try to turn everyone from their iniquity. You see, that iniquity is their own. It's their own. Masculine iniquity is your own. God wants to bless you by turning you away from it. Praise the Lord. Don't let me go into... I think God has said the little he wants me to say. One day we'll do... Pastor Lalu will allow us to do a marriage seminar. Do we say amen? When the pastor will organize a marriage seminar for us. Amen. Now, in my younger days, just got born again. Got born again at 17, just after my 17th birthday. In scripture pasture. Just after my 17th birthday. And by God's grace, I was sold out from the beginning. And I had friends on campus, those the real SUs. And then went to do youth service with missions people. And in those mission days, there was a saying that we used to say. And we believed so much in it, it was our mantra. We say, God, let the whole church take the whole gospel to the whole world. Amen. It was a mantra we believed in. God, let the whole church take the whole gospel to the whole world. And I believed that thing. And the more I grew under pastor, grew in the faith, I saw that mantra had a problem. It had a serious problem, if we needed to be honest. And what was the serious problem? The whole church was not ready for the whole gospel. That was the honest truth about that mantra. The whole church was not ready for the whole gospel. And God knows. Praise the Lord. And who knows? God knows. They are all his children. We are all God's children. No, don't make a mistake about it. No matter how important you are, if you think anybody in the body of Christ is not important, you will meet God there. God doesn't deny his children. But yet, God has values that he wants people to imbibe so I can be well-pleasing to them. What did he say about Jesus? He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well-pleased. God doesn't flatter. Amen. I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Praise the Lord. But he talked, there are some people that are his children. He said, I know these people. They are his stiff-necked people. They are his children. So, that mantra will still be fulfilled. It's just that it needs to start by a remnant church taking the whole gospel to the whole world. That's where it's going to start. We can't, the whole church can't do it. To start, forget. Rather, they will slow it down and they will see to it that it never happens. So God will get a remnant. And that remnant will believe the whole gospel. And they will now take that whole gospel to the whole world. And then other people can now start joining them. Hebrews 9:1-5. Hebrews 9:1-5. Now, this is the temple God built in the Old Testament. Then, verily, the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. So, in the temple then, there was an outer court. It calls it here a worldly sanctuary. There, that's where they kill the animals. They wash with water and coal. That's where the majority stayed. And so when you now move from that outer court, you now see like a house. For there was a tabernacle made. The first, so open space, and then first a house in the tabernacle. Wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. Verse 3. So outer court, the sanctuary. And after, that's after the sanctuary, the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. So there was outer court, there was sanctuary, which some scriptures we call holy place, and then there was the holiest of all. Verse 4, 4 and 5, let's quickly take it. So that's the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot, which had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Verse 5. And over it, the cherubims of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. This is deep, but let's just stop at the simple. There was an outer court. There was a holy place. And there was the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. All of them, the temple of God. Amen. All of them. The outer court is still God's temple. All was the temple of God. Now, apparently, what is the source of light for these three? The outer court, the light of the outer court, was the external sunshine. So if the weather goes dull, then the outer court is dull. Amen. These are Christians who move by the weather. Praise God when they are prosperous. Seek God when they have need. It all depends on the weather. Then the holy place had the candlestick. So, irrespective of the weather, the candle was on. And there was some light. Then the holiest of all, there was no man-made light. It was the glory of God that was shining there. It was the glory of God that was shining there. So, it's all the temple of God. All the temple of God. But you can see the different light forms. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:41. So, I think I have a leeway now to run. 1 Corinthians 15:41. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another in glory. Don't preach all those doctrine to us. We are the same in God. It's not Bible. It's not Bible. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another of the star. Even among the stars, one star differeth from another in glory. What's the essence here? Glory. Praise the Lord. The holiest of all, the light there, is the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Outer court, they are God's children. Holy place, they are God's children. Holiest of all, yes, the glory. Praise the Lord. God doesn't reject anybody. But you can see where God wants, is trying to make all of us get to. Amen. The first class team. The holiest of all. The elite team. The special forces of God. Praise the Lord. God has them. Amen. One star differeth from another in glory. 1 Peter 2:4-6. 1 Peter 2:4-6. I hope we have not forgotten the title. Vessel of the holiest. So I think of that title now, holiest have been mentioned. We are getting there. Hey, to whom coming? That's Jesus. To whom coming? As a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. You see, we'll move to verse 5, but always listen to this. It has been a thread in what we are reading. He was manifested to take away our sins, for him no sin. Scripture is always describing the nature of Jesus, which is the nature he wants in us. Praise the Lord. So when you say we should be conformed to the image of Christ. So this is him. Go back to 4. Okay, living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Okay, verse 5. Ye also. You can see that the same thing about Jesus is what he's planning for us. Praise the Lord. That's what he's planning for us. Ye also. That image of Christ. That glory of Christ. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Verse 6, let me quickly. Wherefore also. Go to verse 5. Let's be reading scripture and enjoying what we read. Verse, you know, he first described Jesus, stone and precious. He now starts verse 5. He says, ye also. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 6. Wherefore also. Amen. He's telling you what he wants to come to pass. Wherefore also, it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Elect, precious, chief cornerstone is talking about one thing, the foundation. Praise the Lord. The what? Foundation. Because now God is building, you know, we had the temple in the Old Testament. Okay, and I showed the outer court, holy place, holiest of all. And it's that pattern, Moses actually said, that was the pattern he saw in heaven. So it wasn't an earth thing, that in heaven, actually, there's also outer court, holy place, holiest of all. So some people will be in heaven, but they don't near God's throne. That's just the simple truth. They don't near God's throne. They are in the outer court. They are in heaven. You know, that's what we keep saying. Okay, first class, third class, they are graduates. They are graduates. It's just that, for one, there are some places they will say, okay, so job, start salary, 250,000 per month, overseas, so. Only second class, upper and above should apply. It didn't say they don't want graduates. It's just that there's a entry point. Praise the Lord. So the same thing, heaven, outer court. Moses said that's the pattern he saw in heaven. Amen. So God is now building his temple. That's what he's doing on the earth. And his temple is who? It's two of us. It's all of us. God is building that. He said, and we also as living stones. You know, it's stones that they used to build the temple. So God is building. He is building his temple with us, living stone. But he has clarified something, that the chief cornerstone, precious and elect, that's Jesus Christ. Amen. Is the foundation of that temple. If you are not on that foundation, forget, you are not part of him. You may be called brother, sister, reverend, holy, most distinguished, most holy, all the titles we have nowadays. Okay? If you are not on that foundation, you are none of his. So, whether outer court, holy place, holy place, the foundation is Christ. Elect, precious, praise the Lord. Okay, so where does it concern us? 1 Corinthians 3:11. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So that's the foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. Once we are born again, we are children of God. We are on that foundation is Jesus Christ. But let's remember, God is building a temple. Amen. He's doing what? Building a temple. Ephesians 2, 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Ephesians 2, 20. Ephesians 2, 20.
and are built, upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. There is a level of growth that demands an additional layer to the foundation. Remember we said last week about brethren breaking bread, they are in fellowship and in prayers with the apostles' doctrine. And we said in most places today, fellowship still goes on. There is prayer, there is breaking of bread, but there is no apostolic dimension. There's no apostolic dimension. And that's what he's saying here. And Jesus is that down foundation. But he told us here that there are some people God has chosen to embellish that foundation. And are built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise the Lord. So if you want your depth in the foundation, you must be somebody open to apostolic and prophetic doctrines. Praise the Lord. Amen. What's our title? Vessels of the Holiest. So we have described that there are three courts. Outer court, holy place, holiest of all. Amen. So it's, which one are you satisfied with? God has said there is outer court, there is holy place, and there is holiest of all. As a Christian, which one are you satisfied with? And he said we are lively stones. It's a continuous building process. So if you know that there is an elite squad, there is a squad that will partake of God's glory. There is a remnant church that will take the whole gospel to the whole world. The question is, do you want to be a part of it? Let's remember we started by saying the sin nature must be fought. Amen. Because that's what is going to block you from the glory. The sin is an insulator of the glory. Amen. It's an insulator. It will just quench the glory and just reduce it to your spirit level. So that growth process of trying to fight the sin nature must be there. And we'll talk about it. And God will help you. Because God knows that that's how the glory can shine and show forth. Amen. 1 John 3:3. I think I have two more scriptures after this. 1 John 3:3. And every man that has this hope in himself. If we go to 1 John 3:1-2, he was just talking about summary of the excellence, the glory, okay, radiating the love of God and co. Now you are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what it shall be, but we know that when you appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as his. So that is the people that will radiate the glory. He now went to verse 3. Thank you very much. And every man that has this hope in himself purifies himself even as he is pure. Amen. So he's telling you this is what you have to do if you are, the guy says when he entered university from the beginning, he said he wants first class. I had a student many years ago. The way time flies, only God knows how many years. She finished in UI, in vet medicine, as the best graduating student. She had, we don't take courses in vet medicine now. So you do about 8-9 courses, but you do a course for like 1.5 years. Okay? So it's a 6-year program. So the first 1.5 years, you do like 3 or 4 courses, and you do them for 1.5 years, and you know you do your exam. So when this girl finished, she had 6 distinctions. That means in 6 subjects, she scored 75 above. 6 distinctions, and the best graduating student. So she came back for master's, was the research academic type, and just as she was starting, she got a Commonwealth scholarship. So she went to UK, to Leicester. By the time she joined them in Leicester, she said she doesn't even understand what they're talking about in class. Because even though this is biology, everything now is software based. This is not computer science. This is not physics. This is infectious disease class. But everything there is algorithms, computer, everything. So she said, when they are talking class, she's just looking. She was the best graduating student. So she called me. I was in the US then training. So she sent me a mail and said, sir, it's tough. Everything is software and everything. So when class is over at 4, I have to stay in class till about 7 just to understand what the day was all about. I said, keep doing that. Because in doing that, you will now understand what they are teaching you and you will now surpass all of them. She graduated as the best graduating student of the master's class after 11 months. After 11 months. But that was what she was aiming for. So once you know what you are, you say, he that has this soul purifieth himself as he is pure. So when they are finishing at 4, to the pub, I say, please just leave me here. I cannot. It's not that I don't want to join people, but my goal is clear. Praise the Lord. If you want to make it to the holiest, you got to fight the sin nature. Praise the Lord. You got to take spiritual growth seriously. Amen. And there's nothing to fear. God helps those who have determined that they want to join him. Amen. He's always asking, like, who's on the Lord's side? Okay. Once you just say you are there, then he equips you. Praise the Lord. It's to make a choice. To do that turn. Amen. Bible says, in returning and rest, shall we be saved. You just need to make the turn. Amen. Okay, 2 more scriptures. So all of us have our impurities. Praise the Lord. Yes, our spirit is saved. Okay, our soul and our body still have the sin nature. Thank God for many of you that are coming here, hearing these messages, practicing those things, the blood of Jesus, binding the devil. Some of those sin nature are going. Amen. The anchor of God's word is getting stronger. Amen. Some sin level are becoming less interesting and less appetizing. Yeah, growth is taking place. Amen. Now, vessels of the holiest. 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 22. Finish in 5 minutes. 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 22. But in a great house. That's the church. Okay? But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth. Earth is mud. Get it clearly. So don't know. He's talking of mud. So it's like maybe a gold house, a house of pure gold, a silver house, a wood house, and a mud house. Okay? There are vessels not only of gold and silver, but of wood and of earth. Okay, now and some to honor, and some to dishonor. Amplify says some to special uses and some to ordinary use. In a great house, that's the church. All these vessels are there. I told you, God doesn't disown his own. He may just not be pleased with them and be more pleased, well pleased with some people. But he doesn't disown his own. 21. So, wait, don't change. Wait, go back. Now, the lie of the devil is that, some people were made gold. Some people were made silver. Some people were made wood. Some people were made mud. Akole Oluwani. It's so written from the beginning. Okay, verse 21. He has told us that they are different. So maybe I am gold and you are earth. I don't know. You are also gold. Okay, fine. No matter what we say, he's telling us how to be gold. If a man, therefore, purge himself of these, the iniquities, the sins, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Verse 22. Let me see what 22 says if I need it. Okay, flee also youthful lust. Follow after righteousness. Okay, it's just telling us. So there's gold, silver. But my gold, if a man shall purge himself of his iniquity, he has sent Jesus to bless you in delivering every one of you from his iniquity. Now, if you cooperate with Jesus and you start to get your that iniquity, you cannot start becoming vessels Everybody starts as earth. Praise the Lord. Nobody was born gold, though. Everybody starts as earth. But as you start to purge yourself, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, praying in the spirit, confessing the love scriptures, you want to, God is love, so you also want to develop the character of love. As you keep doing all that, those impurities start to go out. Praise the Lord. You finally start to go out, and then you now start becoming more and more of a vessel of honor, of gold. Praise the Lord. From wood, from earth to wood, to silver, to gold. Praise the Lord. So God is building a temple. Okay? Foundation, Jesus Christ. Embellished with apostolic and prophetic. We all start from outer court. So we are all vessels in the outer court. All the stones. But as you start to purify yourself, and God starts to, and God looks to the eye of the x-ray. He looks at the heart. He told us that. He said he doesn't look at that. So that's the eye of an x-ray. God starts to see that you are growing, you are developing. God now takes that vessel, that stone, removes it, and go and use it to form the holy place. It was an outer court stone before. It's a lively stone, but since he's purging himself, God now takes him away from the outer court, and he becomes part of the furniture to build the holy place. And as we continue there, and we are faithful, and we continue, God now takes us from there, and we now become the vessels that he's going to use to build the holiest of all. Praise the Lord. It's as we purge ourselves and grow spiritually. Amen. It's the holiest of all that God lives. That's where God is. Amen. And God is careful about those he surrounds around him. Praise the Lord. Those that are around God. Amen. None of them will have Lucifer nature. Nobody's coming to betray him again. Praise the Lord. Those are the special forces. Amen. How many people work in the White House? You know, some people are glad enough that left Nigeria. They are glad enough that they are American citizens. But if you hear that there's one Nigerian, he left, he went to the U.S., he went to school, he became an American citizen, and now he works for the president. You know, in the White. So you say, American citizen is not enough. You say, no, but he is working in D.C. No, it's not D.C. now. He works in the White House. So when the president wakes up in the morning, he's one of those who gives him briefing. You know, definitely go and ask for the kind of security clearance that person has. Top rated security clearance. Amen. He can't give you his phone number. You now think God, who are the people around God? We are giving a peek into how God's throne may look like. That's the last scripture. Vessels of the holiest. 1 Kings 10:21. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 21. Solomon in the days of his glory. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was nothing accounted in the days of Solomon. So in Solomon's in his throne, in his table, all the vessels there, they were of pure gold. They were not even using silver. In his resort house in Lebanon, where he goes to meditate, to think, and everything there was of pure gold. None was of silver. Praise the Lord. Remember, there are vessels of mud, there is wood, there is silver, and there is gold. Praise the Lord. We just need to grow spiritually. Walk in love. Increase the character of love. Praise the Lord. Because God is love. Always remember that the thing God is, he keeps walking that will become like that. Why? From the beginning, what did he say? Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. That's why he keeps always what is like him. He wants us to be like that. Amen. So that we can be the vessels that will be used to build the holiest of all. That is our destiny. Praise the Lord. Don't give up. Amen. The person that will do it is not you, is God. You just cooperate. Amen. The encouragement will come from God. The resources will come from God. The divine help will come from God. Amen. So when you yourself now become a vessel of the holiest, what will be your testimony? It is not of him that willeth. It is not of him that runneth. It is of God that show mercy. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Pastor Laulu, come on.
I'll just tell Prof to round off. But before Prof prays for us, there are just a few things that he mentioned. And these things that he said are very critical. Like last week, what he taught us, and then this week, what we're discussing. I think it's something we should go back and listen to. He first gave an anatomy of sin. And it's important that we know that sin is... I think even the devil doesn't know. I might be wrong, but I think he himself doesn't know the degree to which this thing is going to tend. Sin always is going to tend to negative, continuously, forever and ever. You know, because sin is God's nature, like Prof was talking about, that has gone negative, that has gone wrong. It has gone rogue. Do you understand? So, and the Bible says that wicked men are going to wax worse and worse. Do you understand? Because the thing is going to keep developing to the negative, just like good is going to keep increasing to the positive. Are we together? So now, what God is saying is that he wants us to be holy as he is holy. Now, don't let that intimidate you. It is a good thing. Like Prof was talking about the lively stones. The Lord Jesus is a living stone, and he has called us to be lively stones. But it's not going to be by our own power that we are going to be holy, even though he has given the command that we should be holy, even as he is holy. He has called us. It's a high calling. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. He simply said, I want you to be like me. Are we together? However, the tools that we're going to use are going to be the only thing that can use to make yourself holy has to be something that is holy. The first one, like Prof talked about, is the blood of Jesus. The Lord Jesus is holy. The Bible calls him in Hebrews chapter 7 that he is holy. It's of logic, even beyond logic, it is natural that his blood is also going to be holy. Are we together? So to make me holy, I need the holy blood. Or the blood of a holy person. Or the holy Lord, which is the Lord Jesus. The same blood must be flowing in me. And it will automatically and regularly make me more holy. So we grow in holiness. Give me that 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I'm not going to spend too long, because that's why I'm staying here. You know, Passion Bible. I like the way it says it. And I want you to be divinely motivated, like Prof is saying. The simple summary of Christianity is to be like God, to be like Jesus. Are we together? That's the goal. That's the aim. Spirit, soul, and body. God deals in threes. Prof was talking about outer court, like your physical body, holy place, like your soul, most holy place, like your spirit. So God deals in threes. You have the first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. He's always in threes. So now, this is what he says, talking to us. He says, beloved ones, let's read together. Beloved ones, with promises like these. Now, the promises were listed in 2 Corinthians 6, the ending. He's saying that ye are Christ. What is the fellowship of Christ with Belial? What is the fellowship of the holy temple with... Okay, yeah. So he says, what is the agreement of temple of God with idols? Ye are the temple of the living God. So he's talking to us. As God has said, I will dwell in them, walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So that is the promise. He will be a father to us, will be his sons and daughters. Are we together? So he has great promises that we should be like him, like the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus will be number one. He now says, beloved ones, talking to all of us, with promises like these, I want you to walk like I am walking. I want to walk in you. I want to talk in you. I want to touch men through you, through your hands. I want to see people through your eyes. I want to breathe the air of the earth through your nose. He now says, having these promises that I listed in 2 Corinthians 6, because of our deepest respect and worship of God, we must remove everything from our lives that does what? Contaminates what? Body and spirit. Do you understand? And continue to complete the development of what? Holiness within us. That's what Prophet is talking about, growth. So that holiness, when you're born again, I believe that we are born again. If you're not, we always have the opportunity to give our lives to Christ. That holy seed has been born in your spirit, and it has made your spirit a new spirit. That's what happened to Mary when Christ was born in her. It says, that holy thing which shall be born in you by the Holy Spirit. Do you understand? So when you are born again, the holy thing, which is Christ, is in your spirit. Do you understand? But the soul and the physical body still have residual sin nature. Satan was a holy cherubim, but he's a fallen angel today. Do you understand? Because iniquity was found in him. Now, we need to get that iniquity out of us from our soul and from our body. Because God wants not just, he doesn't just want the spirit. He wants the soul and he wants the what? Body. It's a three-story building and he wants to be the landlord of everything. You're not going to put him in the toy room. You're not going to put him in the toilet. God forbid. You are going to give him the whole thing. Do you understand? So he wants completely your spirit get born again. He wants your soul have the mind of Christ, be renewed, and he wants your physical body. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? He wants his energy and his wisdom and his power and his life to be flowing in every area, spirit, soul, and body. That is the essence of Christianity. Let's not beat about the bush or waste our time. And so, rounding off, we need the Holy Blood to continue to clean ourselves so that we can grow in holiness and become more holy. Holy just means sanctified, set apart. We need his holy word. The word of God is holy, isn't it? Ephesians 5:26. Sorry, bro, I'm just holding you tight. Ephesians 5:26. And you should get excited because you are growing and developing in holiness. Ephesians 5:26. Let's hurry up. That he might, let's go to verse 25 first. Let me see. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ has loved the church. So Christ loves us so much, he gave himself for it. Why? Next verse. That he might what? And do what? With what? By the... So we need the word. Next verse. Let's see what it to produce. That he might present it to what? A lazy church. A fearful church. Church that is staying rapturable. A church that wants to get out of this earth fast. Glorious church, not having what? Or what? Or what? But it shall be what? And without. So you see, we need the blood, his holy blood, because it's holy. We need his holy word. Are we together? And for that holy word, holy blood, I guess we'll take it next because of time, you know. And then finally, of course, we need the Holy Spirit. Yeah, aren't you glad? Who can be holier than the Holy Spirit? Please tell me. No, tell me. You know, you might be feeling, can I ever be holy? But I want to shock you today. You see that Bible translation, I say it shock you. Yeah, so, who can be holier than the Holy Spirit? Tell me now. Well, guess what? He's living in you. If you are feeling intimidated with holiness, the holiest of all himself is living in you. Now, so that should encourage you that, you shouldn't feel that, he's managing it. He's living there so that you can walk with him and get a thing holy to his standard. Are we together? And so we have this 2 Peter. Let me just show you. 2 Peter 1:21 and then 1 Corinthians 6:19. 2 Peter 1:21. Let's just quickly look at that. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but who spake as they were moved by the what? What made them holy men of God? The Holy Ghost. Do you understand? The Holy Ghost made them holy men of God. The Holy Ghost is making us holy boys and holy girls, holy guys and holy ladies, holy young men and holy young women, holy men and holy women. The glory will never go to you. So don't try and attain holiness by your own power or by your own standard. The glory is going to go to God. That's why it's always going to be by the holy blood of the Holy Lord Jesus, the holy word of the Holy Lord Jesus, and the Holy Ghost of the Holy Lord God. The Holy Ghost is as holy as the Father. The Holy Ghost is as holy as the Son. And the Holy Ghost is going to make you as holy as himself. Are we together? Howbeit, at the end, all the glory is going to go to him. Are we together? So this should encourage you that the more I walk, like Prof was talking about, he that had this hope in him purified himself. You should now be super excited to get holy, recognizing that holiness will increase by the day. They've told me that I should round off, so I got the message. You know, holiness should increase by the day as you use more of the blood. You repent, you confess your sins, and your trust and your faith is in the blood. You use and study the word. You listen to it. You speak it. You practice it. It makes you holier. Do you understand? You see, if you're used to speaking vulgar words, you see that you don't speak it again because you're speaking the word of God and listening to the word of God. So it's renewing your mind and making you holier. Do you understand? And then you see it in your actions. The Holy Ghost himself. Who can be holier than the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is God himself. Do you understand? He's as great as the Father. He's as great and powerful as the Son. So the Holy Ghost himself will trigger holiness and make you grow in holiness and have a passion for holiness. Are we together? So let your trust be in the blood, the word, and the power of the Holy Ghost as usual to make you more holy. I trust that by next week we can speak more on this. Thank you so much, Prof.
Super hand clap to the Lord. Find a neighbor to look at, either immediate or across. I'm serious. Okay, so no, it's two of us. Tell your neighbor this. Blessed are your ears, for you hear these things. The fact that you are hearing it means that God has called you. Praise the Lord. Don't let's belittle what we are hearing. Amen. God is raising an army. And many times it starts small. Praise the Lord. Like David's mighty men. Started small. Later he said he became a host. Even the host of God. Don't despise what we have heard. Amen. Let's rise up. We take a song twice. And then we pray. Purify my heart.
Purify our hearts. Let them be as gold
and precious silver. Purify our hearts.
Can we have it on the screen?
Let them be as gold. Pure gold,
refine as fire.
My heart has one desire.
Our heart's one desire.
It's to be holy. Set apart.
For you, Lord,
I choose to be holy. Thank you.
Set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
From the beginning.
Purify my heart, O Lord,
let it be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let it be as gold,
Lord, as
pure gold. One desire.
It's to be holy.
Set apart for you, Lord.
I choose to be.
Holy. Set apart. Set apart for you, my master, ready to do.
ready to do your will.
Ready to do your will.
We are ready, Lord.
Ready to do your will.
In this quiet moment, I want you to do a soul searching and talk to God. I choose to be holy. We've not just spoken words here. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold. Pure gold. That's what the word has told us. The vessels that will be at God's throne. Don't count yourself out. Can we all be on our knees? Don't count yourself out. And please make sure you are talking to God. You don't have to be loud. But be in the depths of your spirit talking to God. Ask for a change. Ask for help. Ask for mercy. The blood of Jesus is there to cleanse us. Ask for grace. Set your will. Make a promise for fresh commitment to the word of God. If you have abandoned God's word, ask for mercy. Make a fresh determination to go into his word. Fresh determination. To pray in the spirit. To pray with agony. To pray with travail. Tell God you want to help to walk in love. Confess the love of God. And ask for grace to act it out. You are in our midst. You are not born again. You have not given your life to Christ. But you find yourself here today and you are honest with yourself that you have not even taken the first step. There's no shame. I said it at 17. I was in scripture pasture. I gave my life to Christ. All of us that we know God are born again, that pray, there was a day that we changed. We were never born changed. We made a change one day. You can also make your own change. You can make your own change. Where you are, in honesty of heart, pray to God and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you because I am a sinner. But I thank you because the price for my sins have been paid. I thank you because Jesus died for my sins and rose up the third day to justify me. I confess today that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I receive him into my heart and I confess him as my Lord. From today, I am born again and I go in the trajectory of spiritual growth. Help me, Father, not to go to a regular life of sin. And if I make a mistake, I will quickly confess, clean by the blood, and get back into your word and your spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, all of us, we pray this. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word that I have heard tonight. I make a fresh commitment to clean regularly with the blood of Jesus, not to indulge in sin, in waywardness, in immorality, but constantly be under the blood. Being sensitive to my conscience as you speak to me. I make a fresh commitment to the word of God, to read the word and to speak the word and to come regularly like this to hear the word. Also, I pray for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Fill me afresh. Fill me to overflow. grant me the grace for deep, fervent, effectual prayers in the Spirit, so that I will constantly overcome the devil and the sin nature. Thank you, because faithful are you that have called me, and you will do it from salvation into the obtaining of the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Rababa shanta kaka brabakasi regede bekaka probosaka tabrabakaski keto brebe. Pray by faith. Raga de bekato brabakato grodons kata bariba regede bekaka proboshakate regede bekeko bariki garito bakata bakiko pastiko kontrodos kataka de brebekaka bambaste regede bekeko bremoshalele marabakaki regede bekaki do shakata kaya raga de bekonto vene vedo brabaska marabakaku sakate kebrebekeke regede kaka jon de brebeka ke brebeka si rege de baka bosi kata kande brebeki su riga de baka ko bobo shalia. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Let's rise up and give the Lord a super hand clap. Super hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord.